Oh shoot, man. Yeah.
Ooh.
We feeling a little different right now,
looking,
bro.
It's looking different today. So hey, it's the Aaron Bros podcast. The best hentai podcast in the world.
All day, every day.
Every day, baby. You're listening to the sweet, sultry voice of Radar. And who else do I have with me?
I don't know. The good, smooth morning of Squiddy G. It should be like Tentacle G.
It's mad early. So you, I feel like, what is it? Early morning radio.
Yeah, early morning talk radio with
Tom Radar. Jordan morning show, like shit.
With Mr. Tentacle Steal Your Bitch and whatever. It's we just gonna consider this right here episode 7.5.
Yeah, we figured try something different. I got this idea to do a hentai tag tier list, and yeah, this is what we're gonna do.
Hentai tag 2. Well, it's hentai tag 1 for people who play Tekken
as of right now. Yeah. So yeah, I have the tier list made up, and we're just gonna go through and give our opinion and rank them and give a little backstory about why we feel that way. So yeah, hopefully this turns out good. If it doesn't, then I mean, I don't know. I'm probably still gonna upload it because I don't give a fuck.
True. Side note. Anna Williams is top tier. Let's just get that shit out of the way.
I don't even play with her. I don't even know.
Oh yeah, for all of you Tekken players, fuck Bob. fuck who else? Fuck Bob. Fuck Eddie Spammers. That's a story for another time. Anna Williams top tier. Anna Williams, Tekken President 2020, Queen of Iron Fist Tournament 8.
Okay.
All right,
cool. First tag we have, or I guess I'm gonna go in alphabetical order, but first tag we have is Ahegawa. How do you feel about that?
What the hell? Whoa. That's automatically S rank top tier.
You think so?
Yeah, nothing is better than to where you are fucking a bitch to you are fucking a woman to where she just submits to you? Hell no. And she got that face, the tongue is all out, she drooling for the schmeat. Like this bitch is literally all you can eat. Dick buffet, like she's drooling for the meat. Yeah. She's ready for it. She understands.
It's pretty S tier in my opinion as well.
Yeah, S tier. You gave a girl multiple orgasms. You know she coming back.
So about I got off rip. S rank.
Rip first S rank.
Easy.
Oh my god.
Easy.
Already.
Next is anal. How do you feel about that? I think it's good. Definitely. I don't think it's S rank. But it's definitely better than like a B. I want to give it the A.
I'd have to give it. Yeah, for me it's kind of a C, but I could give it a B minus. But okay. Since we don't have that,
so you want to give it a B?
I will give it a B. Like the
okay.
I mean B for butt, I guess. Butthole. Like I just don't like. Listen, apparently rumor has it that anal can make a girl's booty fat, and if that's the case, I love worship the booty. You know what I'm saying? But that's not my thing. Like as my older brother, God put the greatest place on earth between a woman's legs, and guys decided to take that shit one step further across the border into hell. Like, you know why?
A little hop over the pond, if you
will. A skit scat in a hurry. Oh, well, I didn't mean to say all that. Anyway, next
Anna, list. Yeah, all right. So, boom. Anna is going out of the B. I'm okay with that. Next is BDSM. This isn't my thing. I don't think BDSM is quite my thing.
Hold on. I ain't going to stunt you, and I kind of want to know you guys' opinions on BDSM, but in my opinion, yo, me personally, I'm going to have to put it in a D.
Ooh.
That's tough. First D for damn, that shit's fucked up. Because, like, in hentai, BDSM could either be super fucking right and done well, like in discipline, or super fucking wrong, like done in Bible Black. Like, and Shit gets hectic. Like, I saw this one hentai, yo. So, like, this lady had these, like, I guess young teens fucking each other in a room. And she has, like, the dude on a fucking leash or whatever. And it shit, like, scarred me from, like, hentai BDSM real talk. And, like, he's, like, whipping him to fuck her faster or whatnot. And then she sticks her high heel in his ass.
Oh.
And the shit starts, like, stew ravioli leaking and mixing with like the cum. And I was like, hey, my man's, stop. So yeah, I'd have to put it at a fucking D. Like D for God or D for damn. Like how you disgust me like that.
Okay.
Do not.
I'm, you know, is in my personal life, BDSM is not really my thing. But I feel as though like in hentai, sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's really good. And when it's good, it's really good, you know? So I don't know. Can we give it a C?
Actually, yeah. You know, I've seen good hentai, but or so good BDSM, but yeah, it's not my thing.
Yeah, it's going at a C. Next is Big Boob.
Opie?
Yeah.
Nigga, I'd have to be in a special ed class. Yeah, I'd have to be in a special ed class to give that shit bottom tier list. What the hell?
We're
slapping. Ain't nothing slapping some big old tiggle bitties all up in your face. The milk jugs? Yo, listen. Everybody knows I have a monster girl fetish. Like, cowgirls are the shit. Big old milky titties. I'm down with that, girl. Shit, be Milk's favorite cookie. Like, if I got a big titty bitch, I already got the Oreo swirl on lockdown. Like, yo, why the fuck would I go buy pet milk at the store when I got the whole cow for free?
That's facts.
And she sucked dick.
I'm cool with that.
When
Big Boob is S-rank. Easy.
You know what I'm saying? Milk does the body good. So all you big titty ladies out there, understand, there's nothing wrong with you. You're absolutely special. And, you know my Instagram if you're trying to, you know, have me rank them tiggle bitties. Just saying.
This nigga's reckless.
I told you I haven't been asleep yet, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Early morning hentai grind. Next is blowjob. Now, I know how you feel about this, and I know you want to give it the S rank. But
I want to give it the fucking...
The triple S?
Triple S rank from fucking Sonic or Dragon... I want to give it the Z rank from Dragon Ball Z. That's how good that shit is. Wait, true. Well, because, hold on. Okay, I understand. Because it can be done bad.
Yeah.
Why do some... why do some hentais make blowjobs look so fucking stiff? And then they don't even be lasting long. I'd be like, that's it.
Short fuse, like shit.
Yeah, you just tasted... You sample tasting the schmeat. What kind of fucking hors d'oeuvre bullshit is this? That bitch had that shit on fucking toothpicks talking about...
It was a sample. It wasn't a whole lot.
That bitch had fucking...
That's not enough to wet your palate. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Not Big Lots. What the fuck is that store called? That bitch had fucking Costco's or fucking Kroger's taking free samples of dick.
Sam's Club like shit.
Yeah, what the fuck, bitch? Oh, hell no. I need you to put that whole fucking rib rack in your mouth. Like, damn.
As good as it can be, I've definitely seen some where I was just like, that was kind of boring.
All of them dark skin, by the way. I'm just saying.
So I'm giving blowjob an A rank.
Okay. I can agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. I can.
Okay.
Because I've seen bad, I've seen good. I've never seen bad ahigao though. So
true.
I got you. And big titties.
It's big titties.
Well, I mean, how you say no to that?
Easy S rank. So, I don't even know what this. Next one is comedy. I'm gonna give it a B. I'm trying to think of like a... I feel like we reviewed a hentai that was tagged as comedy, and I don't remember.
I mean, I know Bangable Girl had some pretty funny moments in it.
But when I'm watching hentai, I'm not trying to laugh. I'm there for one reason.
I really ain't, like.
And one reason only.
Laughing gonna make my meat soft.
Like. Right. I'm too invested in these jokes. I can't get my nut off. Like,
you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? I ain't never go to a comedy club and this nigga said a laugh out loud joke and I'm out there, beat my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, your joke is so damn funny. I had to bust a nut in this motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Talking about.
So, yeah. It's going out of B.
You know, just fucking around watching hentai and just be like, what's the deal with airline food? Skeet. You know what I'm saying?
No one's ever done that.
Exactly.
Or else they're really into the fucking comedy stand-up shit. Next one is cosplay or slash costume.
Yo, yeah, damn. That's an A rank for me.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why it's an A rank and not S rank. Mm-hmm. It's an A rank because even I can compare that to my real life counterpart. Like, I love one of the important things to me when it comes to sex is what a girl's wearing. Like, I'm not really the type of dude to ask for nudes or anything like that. I'm trying to see a girl like T tease me, you feel me?
In person.
Right. And I always give it the same exact analogy. Like, if I, you know what I'm saying? If I put presents under a Christmas tree, right? And I don't wrap them hoes and you see them, when Christmas comes, you ain't gonna be surprised.
Right.
So it's the same thing. Like, I want you to wrap, like, you know what I'm saying? Wrap that shit up. Make it look nice.
Make it a mystery.
And then, right, make it a mystery, but still let me see them curves. Mm. So if you're trying to cosplay as especially any of my favorite fighters, Anna Molina, Katarina, fucking Sheik, definitely. You know, hit your boy up. But no, I'm like, that's some shit I'd fuck with. Like, I'm not really trying to see you naked or anything all like that. At least not.
Not right away.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's this one, there's one hentai, like, there's a few I can name.
Bangable Girl?
Shit.
Easy.
The end of Bangable Girl alone is an automatic nut. I'm a bomb by heart. I'm a big-ass bomb. Long-ass fuse. All right, I'm saying long-ass fuse, bitch. You have about 10, maybe fucking 85 minutes to fucking cut the red wire to defuse a real nigga. But that 40-second scene in Bangable Girl, off default, is just
instant.
Like, nigga,
instant.
Boom, evacuate
like
building.
It's a button.
I'm coming, Dan. Nah, for easy. Real. So cosplay is an A.
Yeah.
And shout out to all our all the cosplayers out there. You're doing God's work.
Mm-hmm.
And I really mean the succubi demon work. But shit, I fuck with it.
I do too. Next tag is cream pie.
Splatoon's the game with my peen. And I'm kidding. Anyway, yes, nigga, that's a fucking S rank.
An S rank?
A fucking S rank.
Okay, I'm not saying, okay, it's for sure not below A rank. I'm willing to give it the A rank. But here's the thing. Even you yourself have said, you know, sometimes cream pies be looking mad sus. Like, niggas be getting it everywhere. Like, when we talked about JK, bitch, and that nigga got it everywhere on in the fucking area. Sometimes them shits be unbelievable.
You're right.
Sometimes I just have a hard time. Well, like, how the fuck did that nut travel that fast?
This nigga got time traveling nut.
My man, globetrotter type nut. Like, it's just all over bruh.
These niggas is out here.
It's
getting,
like, ectoplasm.
That's
like,
weird as fuck.
Like that one scene in South Park where Stan's dad was like beating his meat. You remember? And it's like literally, it covers the entire room.
That's a damn shame. Unborn children and semen got their passports before I did.
Just
ain't that
all
bullshit.
Over the fucking place. I'm okay with it being
well,
A-rank.
Okay, because I ain't gonna lie, like, and I could agree with that, but some of the hentais I've been seeing, especially from 2019 alone, cream pies is looking.
You talking about that came out this year?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying because, like,
the animation has
increased, like, significantly.
Yes, very.
It got
much
me
so.
Wanting to fucking be life or life imitating art for real. Like, baby, you trying to practice what I saw in this hentai? Like. I feel like they're trying to tell me something. It's almost worth that maybe 7 seconds of happiness is almost worth the 18 years of torment.
Almost.
Almost.
It's not, but it's almost.
There. Almost. Almost. If I had a better job, it would be worth it. If I had Bill Gates money, shit, I'm fucking painting. I'm about to have.
I don't know the meaning of the word pull out.
Oh, what the fuck is you talking about? Girl, have a baby by baby and be a millionaire? Shit. What is shit. Oh my God. I'm about to Genghis Khan these hoes. Minus the rape and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
Minus that, but majority of the world that have my DNA. I'm not
That's
pulling
wild.
Out.
That's wild.
I'm not pulling
I
out.
I think that was on an episode of Law and Order. Like, this nigga had like 20 something kids.
Oh, that's.
It was John Stamos, actually. Now I'm thinking about it.
That's based on real life because this one dude has like 80 something kids.
That's
like,
wild.
I know, my man. I was like, you must not reverse. You don't drive in reverse, do you?
You don't got no car.
I
mean, no kind of job, no money, no money at all.
The dick good. Ain't shit. Dick is the best dick apparently to women.
My man has absolutely no money. I don't want to even think about how much he pays in child support.
Ladies, we finna take a poll in the comments. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good is ain't shit dick? I tell you, ain't shit pussy is a 7 for me.
That's wild.
Man, ain't shit head is different. That's a gamble. You rolling the dice. So yeah, cream pie is an A. All right.
Next is double penetration.
Get that bullshit out of here.
Whoa.
Get that bullshit out of here. Unless,
whoa, now. You're sorry now. Mighty reckless there, partner.
Bro, unless we talking about toys, get that bullshit out of here, bro. Oh God, listen, double penetration? Unless we're talking about toys or maybe even Futa. I'll give you Futa, no bullshit. But toys, my guy? Wow. I mean, but toys. But two dicks. Hold up, wait a minute. First of all, I can't have dicks rubbing together like two logs, my guy. I'm distraught. Even if they're in separate holes like fucking bunk beds or fucking different rooms. What you mean you're distraught?
I can't believe what I'm hearing. This is blasphemy.
I don't have to.
Sometimes the DP is hitting. You never in your, bruh, are you, hold on a second. You've never seen a good DP scene that you're like, damn, this shit is good.
Nah.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't believe that one bit.
Nah.
Okay, bruh.
No. Define your definition of double penetration.
I mean, anytime there's two penises inside one person is what I'm assuming.
Well, you're talking about when they Eiffel Towering a bitch?
They could be Eiffel Towering.
That's not a double penetration. Penetration.
There's penetration in two different holes. That sounds like the literal definition of DP.
Is threesome not on there?
There's a gangbang.
Or gangbang, that's different.
You're okay with gangbang and not DP? Nigga, what?
Yes, because I've seen some hitting ass gangbang scenes.
That didn't involve DP? At that point, niggas are just standing around one bitch beating their meat. That's weird.
I mean, and I'm not saying you should. Damn, I guess that is kind of a double stretch.
It's like
no pun intended. but, niggas, Mr. Fantasticing a bitch. Anyway, I guess I. All right, it's not good. All right, it's a B.
All right, I'm okay with. I'm good with it being a B.
After I thought about it, yeah, I've seen some pretty hitting. Yeah, because gangbang is up there too.
Exactly.
So, all right, you got that.
Next one, onion thing.
On this.
I don't think this even needs an explanation. If you've listened to any of our episodes that have this tag in it, you already know how we feel. It's dark skin.
And if
it's double, it's triple, it's quadruple, it's Z rank. It's out of the fucking
this league. Shit is Omega rank.
It is the epitome of top tier.
Listen, if you haven't watched any of our previous episodes involving a dark skin tag, A,
you're tweaking. Go listen to them.
I mean, get off your Kenyan Wi-Fi. B, go watch that shit and get from under that rock you live in, Patrick Star. And C, get your life.
Put some respect. Put some respect. When a real nigga show up for some dark skin tags, you're going to put some respect on it.
You're going to do it. Listen, it's not going platinum. It's going double uranium. We're not playing with this dark skin shit.
Double vibranium.
I don't do that. Fuck that. People always want to be like, oh, man. No,
I should make a whole nother tier just for dark skin.
It really is. It should have its own theme music, gold around it and shit. Like, look. I've never seen a bad dark skin anime, like dark skin hentai. Never, ever, ever, ever. And if a nigga like Useless fucks up and loses a dark skin bitch, that's on him. I can't even. Get mad at the dark skin bitch. Like it. Listen, dark skin women in hentai know what they're doing.
Top tier. All right. Like, period. Period. I don't even. What am I explaining at this point? Like, you know what I'm saying. Whenever I play an anime fighter and they have a dark skin on a character, I'm picking it every time. When I'm playing Melty Blood and my main come up, I'm going dark skin every time. There is no explanation.
I feel that.
It really is top tier. It is everything. Jesus. It is the epitome of everything that I love in hentai.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude, I feel you. Because like even Leona in King of Fighters 2004, she has a skin where she's like in all black or whatever. Her skin's brown and her hair's blonde, which is a fucking perfect contrast. Like, I'm not saying you can't have like other girl qualities, you know, where you're fucking, you have blonde hair, silver hair on a dark skin,
when they do light hair on a dark bitch,
it's hitting. And then when she extra thick, shout out to them dark elves out there.
Ooh.
Yo, if y'all cosplay, if you cosplay as a dark elf, yo, let your boy know. Like that's top tier. That's almost Patreon status right there. Like
I love it. I really do.
I might be like Kenny and Changang that bitch. Like I might have to. Kenny knows what I'm talking about. If Kenny listens to this shit, Damon knows what I'm talking about too.
Yo, shout out to them.
And so is Sammy Sosa.
Shout out Sammy. Yeah, I could go on forever about how much I love dark skin and
but him. Unfortunately we're on a time limit. Yeah. But you know, dark skin women, Mother Earth,
triple S rank. Yeah. Next one is Dubbed. You know what?
Get that garbage out of here. That's garbage. Yeah, that's
I've never in my okay. It's different for when it's like dubbed anime because like some dubs are really good. Like
we're talking about
hentai.
Have you ever listened to a hentai dub?
Yes, and it's not good.
Yo, it is.
They're all old too. Like they're like early 2000s.
And then the worst part about it is like these niggas talk like when they have emotion at times they shouldn't and they don't. When at times, with it. Yeah, I'm like, you're getting fucked right now. Like, it's, you don't have to sound like an American either. Like, you sound like the epitome of a wife whose husband works all the time, and so you're cheating, and then he comes back, and y'all finally start fucking, and you're like, it's not as good as Tyrone, but yeah, baby, you're hitting that spot.
It's, I don't feel no type of emotion or connection to dubbed hentai at all. Some dubbed anime is cool, and I'm not gonna get into the whole dubbed versus sub and when it comes to anime, but hentai, not at all. I'm taking subbed every day of the week. I don't care.
Do you know where Yuna is? No, she's been away for a really long time.
Like it doesn't feel genuine whatsoever.
If you don't get your fucking
get that,
you almost wear a Jill sandwich face ass get dubbed out of here. Resident Evil 1 PS1 generation
it's not
dubbed
on anything.
I'm Dr. Cool. Wawi face ass.
I'm cool. I'm completely good on that one.
Mega Man.
I'm just thinking about it gets me.
Yeah, that's our first garbage right there, and we need a trash collector to pick that shit up.
Yeah, like, get it the fuck out of here. Next is facial.
Damn.
I don't know. It's like it's decent it's for a, me. It's going. I think it's a C.
C. Yeah, I was gonna say like, B, but yeah, I agree. I mean. Is it weird when they do a fucking cream pie?
And this still ends up on their face?
I'm like, who the what kind of heat-seeking semen do you have?
That's what I'm saying.
That shit got shotgun spread like, oh my, these niggas out here be hitting the skill tree hella hard on the semen.
Max out the XP points? Right?
If dick was a RPG, which that needs to be a... If dick was a RPG talking about, all right, I gotta maximize longevity...
durability,
definitely durability,
endurance,
thickness, special perks, heat seeking semen, spread, splash damage, definitely
splash damage on impact.
Yeah, for real, niggas is out here running around with that. What the like sonic a, boom perk in fucking Call of Duty? Like,
got a fully kitted penis out here. I'm talking about the holographic sight, legendary skin and everything.
Niggas dicks out here acting like the jump master in this bitch. Jeez. Like what the fuck?
Fully kidding.
Let me use my ultimate.
Man got the holographic. What is it? The fucking
nigga got bling the pro turbo on the dick.
The turbo charger on the dick.
You got a support dick. I'm calling in my lifeline package.
Man pinged his penis and said, you know, Mozambique here. Like,
oh, no, ladies.
Shout out to Apex.
If you ever want to piss a man off when he pulls his dick out, just be like, Mozambique here, P2020 here. Just say that. I swear to God, he'll get the picture and probably never message you again.
I'd be hitting with the Mozambique though.
I would want to pull out my dick and a girl be like, yo, Mastiff here,
Mastiff,
Kraber. I'll even take a R301 in this bitch. But don't ever say my dick is the Mozambique. I'll cry. Like, I'll dead ass be like, yo, you
I
got that.
I can't do it no
more. I'll never, yo, I'll
just
never.
Go ahead, dip out after
yeah,
that.
So, and yeah, I'm not shooting at your face. And then, one more thing before we skip facials. I'm sorry. Ladies, first of all, y'all troopers for letting us use y'all face and titties as target practice. Like, and even your ass, too. Me, I like to try to, like, draw letters and shit like
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
Like, I've hit my initials and the number 4 and an L plenty of times.
That's
so that's
funny
cool.
As fuck.
It's an art form.
It's an art.
It's an art. You know what I mean? people, boomers are always talking about, the millennials don't know how to write in cursive. Bitch, give me your wife in 5 minutes.
Oh.
But no, if your man has ever gotten it in your eye, ladies, like some of these hentais,
Hentai, it's no problem. In real porn, these bitches are blind.
Yeah, it's been
flashbangs. Flashbangs. Hell yeah.
Get a tactical mask.
I don't got none of that shit.
Niggas be out here. I'm like, just tell your man to go do some target practice because you don't need that shit. I mean, it's two easily avoidable targets and niggas be out here.
There's so much on the face that you shouldn't hit.
Right. And don't get it in the girl hair. Oh my God. Just because it got protein and minerals in it does not mean she wants herbal essence.
It's not Garnier.
It's not Maybelline.
Yeah. You don't, she don't want that shit.
But,
I think facial is going at a C for me.
Yeah, it's a C. I'll give it a C because sometimes they be making semen look too watery and then they be making it look like fucking glue.
What's the consistency chart?
Yo, dick came from Elmer's. What the fuck? Oh, let's see.
Next tag is femdom.
Yeah, that's an A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's an A.
I respect it.
I'm not even gonna lie to you.
But that also plays in the BDSM a little.
Yeah, it does, but it also plays in like Cinderella girls who are like, yo, like, I've been dropping all these fucking hints this whole entire time and you still haven't slid me the dick. Like, what is...
My nigga, what's wrong with you? Like get on your shit.
Do I gotta get one of those fucking air traffic controller niggas and my legs wide open and just be like, yo.
Might as well show up to his crib booty ass naked.
Bun cheeks ass. Just nothing but a robe like in 70s porn. Nothing but a robe just like, I want dick. Like, do I gotta wear a sign on it? Do I have to wear a fucking sign on my back? Like a dick me sign?
One of the sign flippers sitting right next to her.
Bitch got a neon on her pussy talking about open.
She done painted. She done trimmed her pubes in an arrow, like Avatar Aang.
She in her element. Her pussy knows water. As long as it doesn't know fire, that shit you get burned. That's terrible.
That's not it, but. So yeah, I'm okay with femdom being an A.
Filmed, yeah, I'm fine with that too. Reason being is always great. I don't know. I'm into like demoralizing during like sex, and if filming does that, that's pretty cool. Like it's pretty cool, but it's only a type of demoralization to where like, yeah, they're with it. Like I'm not about to be like, oh yeah, fuck your whole entire life.
The only time I've actually ever seen filmed in a tag is like if it's like
for blackmail.
Yeah, no, if it's like, yeah, if it's Naruto Reijo type thing where they film it and they send it to the dude, or like what is it, Atome Dori, where they film.
You've never seen it where they like film it on scene?
No.
Yeah, a hentai where it's like where like there's one girl is like filming it to blackmail the dude so she'd fuck like the rest of the squad.
Nah.
And then there's
I don't know about that.
There's a MILF hentai, which is I'd say pretty top tier. Where the girl goes, she like wears one of her daughter's wigs and ends up going out to a karaoke bar accompanied by some dudes. She fucks the dudes there. And the dude she fucks end up being her daughter's boyfriend.
Wow.
And you find that out in the next episode. It's top tier. I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
So yeah, filmed, I'd say it's a B. Because it's not really a big plot point, you know. I'd even say a C. Like, it's not something that I'm exactly looking for.
Yeah, I'm good with a C.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's one of those things that, like, if it's there, it's there.
Yeah.
You know
I'm not going out my way to watch it. Right. Next is foot job, and I'm going to tell you something. I don't like feet, like, whatsoever.
I don't really have a foot fetish. I have, like, this goes in the cosplay thing. I have a clothes fetish, so, like, sometimes stockings look nice in hentai. I love high heels, personally, and high heel boots, so...
But
yeah.
We can call that a foot fetish, though.
That's more of a...
Are you looking... Yeah, are you going out your way?
Yeah, you can get that the fuck out of here.
It's going at the D.
That's not where I'm putting my feet. I mean, that's not where I'm putting my dick. Yeah. I'm putting my D at no feet.
I don't care whatsoever about no foot job.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, this next tag is about to get real weird.
I have absolutely zero shame.
Oh.
The next tag is Futanari, and I'm going to keep it $1.50.
Whole buck.
I'm going to keep it a stack. I'm going to keep it $1 with
you. I'm going to keep an electric bill with
you.
It's
going out of A.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to lie to you. Especially Futa on female is
it's got
hitting.
It's got
that's almost.
And I feel absolute zero shame for saying that.
I could give less of a fuck.
I don't care. I like it.
I don't give a damn. I'm with that. I'm all the way with that shit. Fuck that shit.
I'm with it.
It is just like, Martyr here does not give no fucks.
I don't.
Well.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody. This is a judge-free zone.
All right.
Next tag is gangbang.
Throw your sets up. This is gang shit.
This is conflicting because I've seen some really good gangbang scenes, but at the same time, I just think the culture around gangbangs is so weird. Like, well, it's like six niggas and one woman. Like that ratio is severely flawed.
I feel 100% what you're saying, but sometimes you need multiple dicks to carry that thickness. Like, let's be kind of real. Like, you think one of us is handling one of those elf bitches? The dark one, I don't give a damn.
Not at all.
I will do my, but nigga, I will fucking.
I'm in the tombs like shit. They lock me up.
I lose. Yeah. You lose. Yeah, continue. No.
I'm gonna be their stud. I'm just stuck.
I'm fucked.
I don't got no secrets.
Yeah,
secret
ain't sauce. No aphrodisiac saving you, nigga.
Yeah, it's not at
ain't
all.
Ain't no fucking Viagra, Cialis, Abilify.
I'm beat at that point.
Shit, not as much as their meat. Your meat finna be beat.
Gangbang is cool. It's
but you're right. It really does depend on the ratio though. Cause I don't want to be like, oh yeah, there's 100 niggas and one female. I'm like, yo, like somebody's dick is bound to touch somebody else. And I always like, well, if I'm in that situation, like, which I hope I never am. Like in hentai, it's cool, but have you ever seen a real life gangbang?
Yes,
like
it's weird as fuck.
I hate. Oh my god.
That's why I'm like, bro, this is so weird.
Bro,
there are videos online where black, it's just like six niggas.
Oh my god.
And one little white bitch, and I'm like, bro, are you dead ass?
Dude, black amateur gangbangs be the weirdest fucking shit.
Oh my.
First god. Of all, the things you notice. Somebody always filming, and why is it
one nigga's in a durag?
Right, and how come niggas never replace their smoke detector battery? That shit always beeping in the background, but then niggas always have the nerve to say gang shit and throw their fucking sets up and shit. Like, nigga, you fucking a bitch. I don't need to know it's you from Crenshaw Crips. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
On Crip.
Oh yeah, we on Crip, we banging a bitch. I think that shit is gay as fuck because you're
that
gonna
shit
be
weird.
It's really weird because you're gonna be fucking your wife one day and be like, yeah, I'm doing it on Crip. You said on Crip, nigga. I need to fuck your wife. CeeLo,
toss her to the squad.
You know, CeeLo just got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? He ain't had no ass. Well, no woman ass. in 25 to life, nigga. Yeah. Toss it to the squad. Pay your dues, nigga. Check in. Taxes, nigga. Throw your sets up.
Said check in. I don't.
Yeah, no, it's a C for me.
I was going to give it the B.
Oh, hell no. Hell no, it's not no damn B.
Wow.
It's good, but it's not no damn B.
Okay.
I'm not specifically looking for gangbang porn.
So how is double penetration in B and then gangbang is a C, though?
Because double penetration is, it's in the fucking name, double.
It's two.
Two niggas.
So you're okay.
But gangbang, like you said, if you got six niggas in that shit, fucking one woman. There's only in discipline, a gangbang was done right. It was done perfectly right.
Okay.
But I've seen others where it's just like, hey, my man's like. And then it's always cope with like ugly bastard or some shit. And I'm like, get your life right. I'm throwing choppers out.
I hear what you're saying. The next one is harem.
S.
Okay.
Doesn't even matter. S.
Yeah, I feel that. 100% S.
I'm just saying.
Easy.
And ladies, I know it might seem like a double standard that, okay, I'm giving gangbang a C and harem an S. But, I mean, it doesn't have to be a harem of – well, for me, it has to be a harem of bitches. But for y'all, it could be a harem of dudes. Y'all can have a reverse harem.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Is that even on there? Is reverse harem on there?
I think – on the tags in Hentai Haven is a thing, but I didn't
click. Oh, okay. Yeah, because we don't need all that.
I just took harem because I was like, it could be.
Well, yeah, you can consider. You
it
know
depends
I mean?
On the person that wants the harem. You know what I mean?
I'll be wondering if women be wanting reverse harems. Like, yeah, I'm fucking Daryl on Monday.
See, they have the accessibility to have a reverse harem. You know how hard it is as a dude, unless you got like the coldest game in the world to pull off a harem.
Nigga, you gotta have game like a Mississippi pimp,
right? You have to be pimping, or just, yeah. You just gotta have that swag.
That's cool. Yeah, that's for real. Cause women like it's weird on just, that double standard shit. Dudes do not give a fuck that multiple dudes is fucking this one girl.
Get on Tinder. You know what I'm saying? a girl gets on Tinder, just starts swiping, boom, instantly, like 50 matches within like 10 minutes.
I'm like,
you know how easy it is for them?
Yeah, no, it's not easy for a dude to have a reverse hair. I'm like, hey, Chandra, I'm going to go fuck Sarah if that's cool with you. Yeah, I love you, but, you know, if like it makes so you happy, the fuck? Girls would be like, hey, I'm about to go fuck Daryl. All right, girl. Yeah, what it is. I care about you, but, you know, you're going to do what you're doing.
See, that's why they make it so they make it look so easy.
They really do.
In hentai.
And, you know, it's the crazy thing. Even in real life, girls be like, all right, I'm with him for the money. I'm with this nigga because he got connections at the movie theaters. I'm with this nigga because he got a good job. This and then it's always the ain't shit nigga getting pussy. He don't provide nothing but dick. Like, what is this? What kind of fucking fucked up standard is that? Like,
I really don't know.
So you mean to tell me she can supply? Like, what are you bringing to the table? This nigga, the ain't shit nigga, he ain't got no car. The nigga sleeping on a fucking mattress with no box, no fucking box spring on that shit or nothing like that.
Nigga got a mattress on the ground.
Right, nigga has no head. In my brother's case, my older brother. Oh, shit, damn.
Don't expose him like that.
I ain't gonna lie, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah, damn.
Next one is hand job. It's going out of D. I've actually never in my life seen a good hand job.
It's only going at a D because like blow job is saving it. To be totally honest, anytime you give a hand job, it's coupled with a fucking
right
blow job. Like I've seen good hentai hand jobs, but it's not.
I've seen good IRL hand jobs that like where they do edging, that sort of thing. Oh. I've seen that, and that's good. But in animation form is boring.
Yeah, I don't care, okay, bitch. I'm doing that right now. The fuck I need to watch you do it for?
Exactly. Like I said when we did JK, bitch, I have years upon years of training to flick my shit. There's no way you're gonna you're not gonna outbeat me. Anyway, next one is incest.
Someone bring me a fucking hefty bag, bro.
It's conflict. It's garbage?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, well, okay. I'd put a D because...
A D?
I'd put a D because, look, shut the D?
Listen. Incest is easy B tier.
What?
Yeah. Now, listen. Okay.
I'm going to need you to
come. The only way that I'm okay with it is if it's step... sibling type.
That's what
step
I'm talking sibling, about.
Stepmom, that's cool. If they're like full-on blood-related, I have an issue with it, but I might still beat to it. So that's why I'm like, I'll give it a B.
Look. Chevy is B-tier. King from Tekken is B-tier. Wow. Hell, even fucking pork fried rice is B-tier. Incest is not pork fried rice, King, or Chevy.
You're not going to call it garbage, though. Like, it hits.
Or, well, actually, Yoshi's A tier. Or Olimar's D tier. Damn.
It hits sometimes. It's very situational, but it
works. Exactly. If they're step siblings, that's fine. You know what I mean? Just be like, hey, we live in the same house. But you know what? We already learned something. Sisters and incest to get you fucked up. Otome Dori. Okay. It'd be your fucking sister trying to put a set of nigga up. Then she start riding the dick and you start enjoying it? Nigga, and I think you like it more than me because I have a fucking sister. I cannot. Anytime I see hentai, that should be fucking bothering me, bro. Because I have a sister. You don't. That shit bothers. So if we're gonna do it, anything, because I feel you. There's a hentai we're gonna review that actually has incest in it that I actually like beat to multiple times, and it fucked me up because I liked it. But they were step siblings, so I didn't have to worry about it. So yeah, I would put that shit. Yeah, it's a C at the most, bro.
Okay. All right, I'll give it the C. I think it's good.
I mean, you give it a B, I give it a C.
Okay. We'll break even. I'll give it a C. I don't care. Next is MILF. Can I get it out? Next is MILF. And look.
S.
Okay.
Well, I mean, only... S is for show till you do kids together.
Oh, no. Shota's not for me.
Shota's not for me either. I'm not a little nigga. I am a big boy.
I'm a grown man.
I put my own pants on.
MILF is good. I'm just trying to think, like, I don't ever go on my way to, like, try and find
myself. I do. That's what. That's all I've been beating to for the past week.
Okay.
Just MILF shit.
Okay. Like,
MILFs get down. There's this one hentai where this dude, dead ass, lives in an apartment and fucks, like, three different MILFs. And
one of them exactly is dark skin. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah. Yeah. It's top tier. Now, I will give it to you because sometimes they be doing MILFs like hella awkward. Like when I read my like hentai manga and shit like that, I'd be like, why is she's fucking like huge, hippopotamus huge for no reason, looking like Gloria from Madagascar, and she's hairy. Yeah, now that ain't it, Chief. So yeah, you're, that changes my whole perspective. A. B, okay. Where do you feel about it? We'll break even from that. If you say B, we'll go with B because I just turned myself off.
I think it's A, it's B not, category. It's,
yeah, exactly. But we don't have no in between.
It's so. Not S tier. I'm giving it the B then.
Yeah, it's going to get B for beat it up, mom.
Next is Monster Girl. It's S tier.
Nigga. If it was anything less than S tier, we wouldn't be friends anymore. I swear to God, if you would have been like, yeah, I like it, but okay. I got to give it the B. I would be like, bitch, B for bitch, you lying. It's an S.
Monster Girl is S tier, but I will.
But my ass.
Okay.
No, so say your piece. I'm sorry.
It depends on like kind of Monster Girl, because I've seen a hentai where it's a horse girl, and I'm like, I don't know if that's...
They technically have two vaginas. Scientific fact.
I don't know if that's, like, the scenario or the situation I want to be in. Sometimes, like, if it's a cat girl, cool. If it's a wolf girl, I'm for it.
I'm more of a hellhound guy myself.
I don't like succubus, though, but, like...
Succubi.
Yeah, I don't like
succubus. Because you're a succubitch. Shut the hell up.
There's nothing appealing about fucking until I die. Anyway...
You're gonna do it anyway,
nigga. No, that's different.
I mean, you if you think about it, yo, understand scientifically, we have a ticking time clock on the dick. Once our dick goes soft, we borderline might as well not be alive anymore.
But here's the thing, though. They're literally okay. They're fucking me until I die. Like nothing about after a while, it's gonna stop being pleasurable.
Well, it's not. They're not even doing that. It really depends. It depends. If you actually read, because I have both the hentai or the fucking Monster Girl Encyclopedia 1 and 2. After reviewing that and the great Kenku Crossing, thank you, by the way. Or Kenku, what the fuck is his name? I think his name is Kenku Cross. But anyway, after reading that, I realized they form a contract with you, like a pact with you that like remember the girl in the elf anime? She formed a pact with him. He is now her master and she can only accept his dick. The thing about succubus is that they feed off of, like, your mana from your semen. So, like, they got to eat. Now, some of them are assholes, but it's not like that. Stop being fucking racist, Taj.
Wow. All right. I can't be racist. My favorite tag is dark skin.
Oh, true. Damn. We are going to... Damn. You got that.
Got him.
Fuck. But... Race, but wait, does not compute. Error, malfunction. Penis.
So yeah, Monster Girl is S tier. I'm okay with that. I'm good with that.
Good lord.
Next one is what is it? It's Notori. Not to be confused with Netarari. It's Notori because they're two different tags. Yeah. So Notori is when you steal it. Like if you were.
Oh yeah. If you steal somebody, yeah. Bitch. Look, I don't be stealing people's girls, but if I was in that position, you know, I don't want to be a player no more. Yeah, that's a B for me, Chief.
Okay.
For bet you got your bit stolen by a real one.
I'm okay with that being a B tier. I don't really, I honestly can't even think of any Notori that I've seen.
Read mangas where like a guy gets bullied and he's like, yeah, no, fuck that.
Fuck that. I'm finna steal your bitch.
And he did. And
I'm about to bully your bitch.
Shit, there's even one on one of them on Meet and Fuck Games called The Magic Book. Any person who's ever been on like Sexy Fuck Games or WetPussyGames.com knows about.
I remember WetPussy Games.
Yeah, that's top. This shit's top tier back in the day when we were coming up.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I used to play that on. Oh, this is going to sound so bad. I used to play that on my Wii.
Oh, that's some real shit. I forgot that we had the processing power to do that shit.
We had a web browser, and I was like, you know what? I got a couple hours, and my phone don't got web capabilities. You know what? I'm about to boot up the web pussy games.
Oh, shit. Doc, I understand.
It was a struggle back then.
I feel you, but
not having a smartphone. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had to make do.
not having good Wi-Fi. Oh, the struggle plan Wi-Fi. That shit where it's like it's going to load eventually.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's why
I'm playing a slideshow, but you know, I'll get there eventually.
It's just moving slow as fuck. Like
half the page is.
Don't you hate it when like you see the words on like the fucking page, but you don't see like the background and all that shit? Oh my god. Anyway, like I say, it's a situational thing. I'd steal somebody's bitch if A, they was fucking with me, they owed me money, or they just did me something seriously wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, like I'm gonna hit you where it hurts. Yo, bitch, like, I can't beat the fuck out your ass, although I want to.
So I'm about to beat your girl's ass.
You know, I'm about to pound kick that shit. She might get a little bit anal, too. Wonder why your bitch booty fattered. Did you get an injection? Yeah. You got a human booster shot from Darien. What the fuck are you talking about?
That girl eating her cornbread. No, nigga.
She giving me more head. Fuck is you talking about? More head like the college, little nigga.
Next is Netarare.
Okay. Yeah. Listen. Any person, you know.
The only hentai that I've made has made me feel something is Netarare.
Yeah. The bitch botching brigade, you know, the triple B's, like, listen. Sometimes you gotta fumble on a bitch, you know what I mean? To realize that's how you get your real nigga card. All the realest niggas have always had their bitch tooken. Like, I'm just saying, like, because then you realize, bruh, you just gotta be better than everybody else, bro. Oh my god, this shit. Like, I wanna put it in the garbage because of my emotions, but.
In actuality, it's a really good tag.
It really is. Like, they always be doing the coolest shit. Like, Netarare 9 times out of 10 has cosplay filming, Ahigao shit.
Mind break
like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Like, borderline all these tags except for foot job and hand job. We don't need all that. And dub, thank god. And hopefully not incest. 9 times out of 10. Yeah, shit. But sometimes you just be so emotionally invested, you don't want to beat. You be like, yo, I feel for my man. Yo, who got the ultimate simp award? Not useless. Useless also.
Kazuki,
yeah, man. Shit. Like, first of all, we need to also have a party for his simp induction. Like,
he's in the Simp Hall of Fame?
Yeah, Simp Hall of Fame. Lord Simp. He's an Alpha Phi simp. Oh my god. But I like real talk, I'd have to give it a B.
Okay.
I'd have to give it a B.
I'm okay with that.
Like, I don't want to beat to it, but seeing somebody bitch get took and how he I just need to see one. I'd even give it an S. If somebody makes a hentai where somebody gets bitch tooken and he just go murder everybody. Like,
I'd love that.
I'm just saying
what I'm waiting for.
That's what I'm saying. You have gore hentai. People have fucking necrophilia and all that bullshit in their hentai, weird shit, but I can't see get somebody get gunned the fuck down for stealing my bitch? Are you serious? Nobody can GTA Grove Street gangbang, oh shit, here we go again on the pussy? Mm-hmm. Are you serious? But you can eat the bitch, literally, fuck it, or put monsters in the bitch. That one hentai you showed me, I should fucking kill you for that shit.
Oh my god, yeah. I know exactly the one you're talking about because I watched it like the other day.
I can't watch that shit.
It's not good.
It's not good at all. That hentai is fucked up.
It's only one episode too, thank god.
That hentai is fucked up.
It's really fucked.
Let's see. Or
next one is Orgy. Not to be confused with Gangbang because the ratio of men to women S. is okay.
I put it at an S. Nothing is cooler than an orgy. Like, I feel like orgies are cool as fuck because people can high key just be themselves. Like, people can dead ass, like, you just a whole bunch of bitches getting fucked. Like, and then you ever wonder, like, oh, it's kind of like when you at your prom and everybody feel like dancing and everybody kind of drunk because they spiked the punch and shit like that. And you like, okay, this girl getting kind of boring. Everybody, or when you at the club, you just like,
Everybody loose.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's just a big-ass sex party.
Let me see what this redhead on to. They say gingers don't have souls. I'm about to put a soul in the bitch tonight. The fuck is you talking about? Mm. And I'm going to skeet off because nobody know who the fuck the child is. Bitch, I'm from... I live in North Carolina. Orgy was in fucking Arizona. The fuck is you talking about?
I don't know nothing about that.
Bitch, what?
Who here is the father of this chocolatey baby?
Who shit this is? No, I ain't that savage. But yeah, shit. I feel like, man, people really need to be more comfortable with their sexuality, real talk.
It's great. Shout out to Orgy.
All right, so I'm looking on this list, and I see one that you – I see two. I see three that you left out.
Did I?
Yeah.
Which ones?
And that's good. That's good. I don't even want to say it.
All right, bet.
You should already know, nigga. I used the bathroom before I got here.
Oh, yeah, nah.
We don't need all that.
I'm not even bring it up. Next is
POV. Oh, well, hold on. Before you do that, where would you put R. Kelly on this tier?
Garbage?
Seems like you read fuck it.
Garbage? Oh, if you're God. Referring to Golden Shower.
We need to put it's the garbage. Fucking clip of Granddad saying, I wish somebody offered me a Golden Shower. That shit needs to go right here. Cut this audio out and put this shit right here.
It's garbage. Golden Shower is garbage. I'm sorry.
It's top tier garbo.
It's garbage. I'm sorry. I'm not for it at all. Next is POV.
I don't even want to rank that because I don't even know where the fuck I've never seen a hentai that's been like. Well, I've only seen like one, and I mean it was.
There are scenes in hentais on POV, but I don't think I've ever seen like a full on hentai. I don't think that exists. That'd be weird. Think of a cartoon that's. It's just like a regular cartoon that's POV. Like, I don't know.
Who wants to watch a fucking first-person cartoon?
Nobody.
Like, I mean, it's cool to
see. I'd watch it just to see how it feels weird, though.
I mean, just to think you ever watched that movie Action Henry?
Nope, because I didn't want it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like that. Like, that movie was cool for the concept. It really was, but just like, nigga, I don't.
I think the only reason it works in, like, porn is because you're self-projecting yourself in that situation.
Oh, yeah, and that's true. But I don't have a Japanese Asian BB or BA, big Asian cock, BAC or some shit like that. I'm black. Like,
yeah, if it's animated, then, I mean, not only do you have to see yourself in the hentai, but you also have to see yourself, like, actually doing that with the character in the hentai. I don't know. It's just,
I mean, people got body pillows and shit. I'm pretty sure that's not the same. I mean, but they can imagine themselves with their waifu is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm feeling a solid D.
Yeah.
Pause.
Damn. Put it there and move on. Put it there and move on.
Oh,
damn.
No. Okay.
Everybody gets one. I think I said some fucked up.
I've said sus stuff. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, you acknowledge this. No homo. You said pause.
Yeah.
Pause again.
So POV is going out of the D. It's whatever to me. Next is public.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, that's high for me.
Okay.
I think sex in public is cool as fuck, to be honest.
They make it look really good in
hentai. It really is. Even in the car, in an alley, on the roof, fucking in the club, in a karaoke bar, in the library, in the classroom, in the hallway, in the in the public showers, in the gym.
I've seen a lot of good public.
That's what I'm saying. Gymnasiums.
I'm feeling an A.
Shit. Where else? I wouldn't consider a Love Hotel public, but the park outside the Love Hotel is fucking public as shit. Yeah, man, that's a solid A for me too.
Right.
Even I would love to have like sex in public and shit like that.
I respect it
because it's a thrill, I guess.
Next is a little is a controversial tag. Before we give our explanation,
I'm just throwing the trash.
The garbage?
Wow. Listen, if we want to actually maintain having a podcast, we should probably throw in the trash.
All right, the tag is rape.
Just throw in the trash. Taj, I'm trying to save
before I even say, because there, it's a delicate topic, but in the case of things like Bangable Girl, where there's a tag of rape, and they handle it maturely.
Oh, okay, and
tastefully, it can be. Okay. I don't want to call it good, but it's acceptable. There are some hentai out there that is straight up rape, and it's not good. Like, I'm not finna sit through it. It just feels gut-wrenching, and I don't like it. But sometimes it's okay. I don't want to throw it in the garbage though.
I can hear the feminist now. Oh my god, they approve
rape can't be ever good.
It's a cartoon, my nigga. Calm down.
I mean, yeah, calm your tits. What? Are you sexually harassing me? You want me to be one of your rape victims? God damn it.
Can we give it a D?
Listen, like in the case of Bangable Girl. Here's martyr defending shit.
Right.
In the case of Bangable Girl,
it's not completely, I want to like, give disgusting.
It. I personally want to give it a C. Like, it's hentai. And any person who watches a podcast has probably watched a rape hentai too. Like, if you're blindly coming into this, listening to this, because I'm about to defend the fuck out this. If you're blindly coming into this, listening to this, and never seeing or viewing what the fuck we're talking about, and you're not willing to listen to what the fuck we're talking about or watch what we're talking about, move the fuck on. It's not for you, all right? Real talk. Like, I'm not about to sit here and have this goddamn discussion with you. Me, personally, I'll give it a C.
All right. I'm okay with that.
100%. I'm going to give it a C because, like you said, it's gut-wrenching, but when it's done tastefully, I'll watch it. I ain't going to stunt you.
Mm-hmm. We're disgusting. Everybody's a little nasty. It's whatever.
I guess there's a real freak in all of us. Let's all stand up.
Exactly. Next tag is Raw. That's S tier.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be anything below S tier. I mean, it's cool when they put condoms on, but niggas be over here fucking giving them the... This is how Raw this shit be. They be putting it on the skillet, don't even turn the heat on, and then take that shit off. That's how Raw this shit is. Mm-hmm. That shit came straight from the cow. How you going to choose tube steak, bitch? I'm just playing. Wrong.
Oh my god, bro. We just talked about rape. Bro, rape. Okay. Rape Man is funny as fuck. Maybe not the actual hentai.
No, that video on YouTube.
Yeah, but there's a dub. Someone took the episode of Rape Man.
Damn.
For a little backstory, Rape Man is a manga / hentai where the main character is a superhero. But instead of like having actual powers, he rapes the people that are like villains. So, and it's conveniently only women that are villains or whatever. But I think it's a wild premise for sure, because technically he's a bad guy too because of the sexual assault. But somebody took the hentai and dubbed over it as a nigga. And it's funny as fuck. It is the funniest thing. If you hear this, I'll go on YouTube, look up Rape Man Forever, and tell me that shit is not funny.
I'm balling. 40 in my hand.
But he says, speed of Kenyans, energy legs.
You can't run, bitch.
it's wild. It's wild as fuck. But yeah, let's move on. I think the next tag is reverse rape.
See.
Okay.
I'm not about to be a fucking... I'm with that gender equality shit. I am. Fuck, as you talking about SSC, because she came in. Tomei Dori had reverse rape in it.
They did.
Little sister, cuz, was in that bitch talking about, she don't give me a dick, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Come up off that dick, bro.
Come up off that.
I need a dick, bro. Need that. Pause.
Next one is teacher.
God damn. I want to say S because I want to fuck a teacher in real life.
Mm.
But I'm going to have to give it a B.
I don't know. Teacher is like whatever for me. Because
I've seen good teacher hentais and I've seen bad teacher hentais.
Yeah, it's really middle of the road for me. I'm okay with it being a...
That's even a C tier, actually. I'd say C tier.
I'm okay with that being a C. Next is tentacle. I like tentacle.
I am an octopus. I cannot breathe without water. So I put bitches on my tentacles. Shout out,
Lil Uzi. I think tentacles... good. I think it's a very what's the word, creative way to get around the whole censorship thing, because they don't gotta censor the tentacle, and it still relatively serves the same purpose.
I
think
bang.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think tentacle is a solid A tier for me.
I don't really look up tentacle.
So I don't either. But I can't disrespect it. When I see it, I'm like, okay, I'm on board.
Zontown did good ass tentacles for a long ass time.
Right. Like, I don't think I've ever been watching a hentai and had tentacles and I was like, I don't like that. Like, I've been on board with it for the most part.
Stop the crying, heifer. I don't need all that. We need to hire an animator. Yeah, I can get behind an animator.
I think it's decent. Next is tsundere.
Put my bitch at an A. Tsundere bitches are, oh my god.
Tsundere is not a big thing for me because sometimes it gets annoying. to the point where it's like, damn, like, shut up.
Like, damn, bitch, shut up.
It's 100% cap. If you want to keep it a buck with you.
Nah, I like Cinderace, especially when they're like broken down, because it's like they're so hard on the outside.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that hard exterior is like complete fabrication.
I mean, not really, because some Cinderace will beat your ass. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I read this one manga where it's just like, this girl, like, she was always working out right now, and she had kind of like a muscular, it wasn't overly muscular, like, I hate that shit, but like, you know, she was lightly toned and whatnot, and the dude she liked was like short as fuck, but she would never let this nigga know it. And so, like, this nigga was like, he borderline pulled a crabby, like a fucking Squidward eating a Krabby Patty on there, talking about, you like me, don't you?
You like short niggas, don't you?
Right. You like the dick, don't you? Yes. How many dicks are you taking? It'll go straight to your womb. And then you blow up. No, I'm kidding. But no, he ended up like fucking the shit out of her. I was like, nigga, that's a win for short niggas out there.
I'll give Sundari a B.
Nah. Okay, I'm with that. Pop a Zan pill to forget that.
Next is Ugly Bastard.
Yo, so can I get the hefty for this, my nigga?
Get the get it in the garbage.
Oh my god.
It's nah, bro.
But this brings me to my point. How come they're never ugly bitches? Like, how come ugly bitches ain't a tag? Like,
I'd watch that.
I'd watch the fuck out of it. Even just for the story, I probably wouldn't even beat, but just an ugly bitch fucking a dude, like, yo.
I will say though, there's a Ugly Bastard sometimes is it's good. Sometimes it's good because there's a hentai by the name of Uroji Tajima, where it's the that sex violent thing where if they don't ingest semen, they die, and the main character, the only dude on the island is the Ugly Bastard, and he's throwing grown man meat. It's pretty decent. It's a good hentai for sure.
What was the one we reviewed about the fucking dark skin girl who kept getting pubic hairs in the mouth?
What's that shit?
Because that's what the fuck I hate about Ugly Bastard. That's why the fuck that shit's going in the goddamn trash. Specifically that.
For that, or just the pubic hair?
No, just for the fact that every time they show an ugly bastard, he's a funky, dirty-ass, dusty, unkempt ass nigga. You know, I'm about to say, like, how you got Wisconsin on your dick? How you got dairy farm face-ass nigga on your penis? Like, come on, bro.
I don't know.
Nah, fam.
I'm still
ugly okay. Bastard ain't for me. Like, I'm not saying that the main character gotta be fine, because I ain't paying attention to that nigga. I'm paying attention to the bitches. Mm-hmm. But I can't do another pubic hair in the mouth.
I respect it. It's going in the garbage. It's gonna stay there.
Get rid
next
of it.
Is uncensored. That's easy S tier.
Yeah, like,
that's S tier material. The fuck?
Especially if it's Bunny Walker uncensored.
Fact.
That art style.
If it's recent and it's uncensored, the animation is gonna be top tier, and I fuck with it hard. But there are a lot of old hentai that is uncensored, and sometimes the penis
dick
is
be looking like pencils.
Yeah.
I said, why your dick look more like the pencil you drew it with, my dude?
Sometimes it just the proportions and the body measurements just be off.
Damn, we're running out of space.
We are. Oh, no, they'll expand. Next is Vanilla, and I don't really care. I'm throwing this in the D category.
What? Mm-hmm. My mans, there is nothing better than fucking, you know what was, Vanilla? Do you know what was Vanilla?
What?
The first time Useless fucked. That was Vanilla as fuck.
Okay, right. here's my gripe. There's, Vanilla very...
Oh, I'm sorry, Yusuke, you got your name back. I forgot.
Yeah, here's my gripe. Vanilla can sometimes be boring. And what I mean by that is like exactly in Dark Courageo, where they were having sex for the first time, and it was like, oh, it was all soft, and it was, you know, he strapped up the condom, it was all intimate, it was like, it's cool, but like, sometimes I'm just trying to see something like raunchy, like something, I don't know.
The elf anime was Vanilla. Nobody got raped there.
Nah, that was, I wouldn't call that Vanilla.
How is that not Vanilla? Vanilla just means everybody's comfortable with sex.
Itself is vanilla. It calls itself vanilla because it's plain like shit.
Vanilla.
There ain't no seasoning on that bitch.
Are you? Wait, you gonna tell me? You gonna tell me the elves were not seasoned?
Okay.
Nigga, the dark elf gave grade A top, my guy. That was fucking. She put basil on that shit.
Here's the thing though. If it's. Okay, let me get this.
Are you trying to tell me you're trying to put rape at S tier?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
No, not at all.
Is gangbang in S tier?
No, not at all.
How is it boring?
I'm giving Vanilla. Okay, this is exactly where this is stemming from. Because TK, shout out to TK. He recommended I watch Wagayo no Liliana-sama, which is a vanilla hentai, and it's the main character is a dark skinned woman, and I fuck with the fact that it's a dark skinned woman, but all the sex scenes are it's boring. That's why I have the issue. Sometimes vanilla can be straight up boring. Like, if it's just regular ass sex with no, like, sometimes the dialogue isn't really hitting for me. Sometimes the angles that they're at is just pretty standard, straightforward. Sometimes I like a little variety. And vanilla sometimes just doesn't give that to me.
Yeah, I feel like you're missing the point, but all right.
Wow! All right,
I'm going to have to agree to disagree, but you're still wrong. All right. It's a C.
Okay. I'm cool with that. Vanilla's
you put a B. What the fuck?
Oh shit! No,
C cuz.
Nah,
a C cuz.
Get it out of there. It's a C. Right. Next is Virgin.
Garbage.
Yeah.
I don't need all that.
I don't care.
I don't care about the Sue Ravioli.
Not at all.
I like when she has experience. Anyway, she gets that shit beat the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Hell no. They always want to make virgins these fucking dainty retired ass characters, and I get like it's supposed to represent purity. But 9 times out of 10, that leads into fucking rape. And I don't need all that shit. Like, it's boring. And I don't give a fuck about your first time. I'm trying to hear I'm trying to hear about the next time. Like, the fuck is you talking about?
Get a little experience. Get your XP up.
You know what I'm saying? Then maybe we can talk. Yeah. That pussy needs a visit from the skill tree. I'm just saying. You need to put soakiness, wetness, durability. Fuck. Oh, my God. Big O, definitely. It's a perk on there.
Next is X-ray. I've seen some very good x-rays, but I've also seen some very mid x-rays.
Mid. Your x-rays are smoking Reggie. You got Reggie x-ray. This
is an oregano.
Bitch, you smoking Reggie rock.
I'll give it an A. I think it's definitely, it's nothing less than a B in my book.
I don't care for it.
Okay.
So yeah, that's it.
But, shit, what's that bitch name?
When I see it, sometimes they be dragging on too long. I be like, yeah,
what the Alicia. Fuck? From Bang of a Girl had an x-ray.
Yeah, no.
And the dark skinned woman from Tsukebe, the one that was given neck, had an x-ray. These x-ray scenes are pretty hitting sometimes, so I'll give it an A. I'm willing to give it that A. It's pretty standard, I think. It's pretty good. Next is Yaoi. And I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't even watch a whole lot of Yaoi. Like, Yaoi or Yuri, for that matter.
I've read, like, Yaoi manga.
I couldn't name anything recent that I've seen that actually had Yaoi in it.
I mean,
I think we can group Yaoi and Yuri together, because I feel like it's all gay.
Can I be honest? I don't care for either one. Like,
I don't watch them, but they're garbage.
Yeah, they're not garbage, but they're just like, you sit there, you're just like, where's the beef? And then you see Yaoi, you're just like, where's the bread?
Well,
like,
here's the thing. I think Yuri probably has a slighter edge, mostly because sometimes Futanari is tacked on with it, because they are still both girls.
Yeah, but without the food tag, it's just like,
it's pretty vanilla, like, and a little boring. It's
very right, and double-sided dildos and fingering and scissoring can only get me so far.
Yeah, like, same thing with Yaoi. I don't know. I kind of find it boring.
Yeah. I want to call it garbage. It's D-tier.
We can put them both in D-tier.
It's D-tier at the most. Like, I would rather watch both of those than fucking Virgin, Ugly Bastard, and Dubbed.
I'm okay with this. So, boom, that's the list. Do you want to go over them?
Yeah, of course.
So in S rank.
All day.
Actually, maybe we should work our way from the bottom and go up. So, in garbage tier.
Garbage. That bullshit tier.
Get the fuck out of here. We got Dubbed, Ugly Bastard, and Virgin.
We
don't care for those at all.
Get rid of those tags. Fuck them.
Yeah.
All
right. In D tier, we have Foot Job, Hand Job, POV, Yaoi, and Yuri.
Why we got all these different types of fucking jobs? Like, niggas got job applications. Might as well just put, you know, the crazy shit I've seen in hentai. Might as well put hair job on there, armpit job on there, thigh job and ass job. I fuck with. Those are B tier.
Yeah, I'd say those are B tier.
They got what fucking probably fucking behind the leg job. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit. It's what different type of fucking jobs on there. Like. The only job that matters to me is a blow job. It's just keeping it 100% real. But
and then C tier, we have BDSM, facial, gangbang, filmed, incest, rape, reverse rape, vanilla, and teacher.
So to kind of explain this, really, our tiers are more so just like, so garbage, we just
that's want pretty self-explanatory.
Nothing to do with it.
We don't want it.
All right. Then
D tier is like,
if it's there, I guess.
It's not garbage, but I'm not really checking not for it. C tier is like middle of the road.
Yeah, middle, like if it's there, I have no problem with it. I'll watch it, but I'm still not looking for it. B tier, I might look for these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm specifically searching for that sort of thing. Right. A tier is above average.
Hey, my man's like, yo, pass me the blowjob. Get
that, and then S tier is instant go-tos.
As in, like, nigga, these hentais have to have at least one of these tags in there.
Yeah, for me to actually really like it.
It really is. True, like, I've watched every hentai I've had has at least one of those S-tier.
It has to have one of those for me to give it at most an 8 on the MBM.
But going over B-tier, we have anal, comedy, double penetration, MILF, Notori, and Tsundere, which is, you know, pretty, you know what I mean?
I think it's decent.
I can fuck with that. I really can.
And then A tier, we have blowjob, cosplay, cream pie, femdom, futanari, public, tentacle, and x-ray.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty satisfied with this.
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm digging that, my guy.
And then an S-rank, we have an S-rank.
S-rank, right. You have to say it with...
Double S-rank. Pristine.
Hold on. Do S-rank first and then work your way up to fucking platinum double uranium.
Okay. We got Ahigawa.
Yeah.
Big Boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Darkson. Harem. Monster Girl. Orgy. Raw and Uncensored.
So in S-rank, I would honestly just leave like Raw and Uncensored is where I'd leave that. Double S-rank.
Is the rest? Like Hell Ahigawa, no. Big Boobs, Darkson.
I'm saying like harem would probably be double S rank.
Can I make it real quick?
If you can make double S rank, that'd be fucking golden. I didn't even know you could make a double S rank. Wait, can't you just add another? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I got to work from the bottom down.
Damn, I feel awkward. I honestly wish we could have done that. Garbage.
Do I have to remake this?
I hope not. That's what I was feeling like you had to do.
On.
Oh, it's still there. What? Yes. A what? A Dexter.
Oh, that's weird. I don't know. It didn't come up.
It is what it is.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't give a damn. Anyway. Like I said, double S for me. Like, if I had to make a tier list from just the S rank ones, like, my top tier would definitely be Monster Girls and Dark Skin.
That's facts.
And then, so that'd be like triple S. Double S would be Big Boobs, Harem, shit, Orgy, and Ahigao, and then S rank would just be like Raw and Uncensored.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Wait, did I forget? Oh, Dark Skin. Okay,
said Dark Skin was in double S or triple S.
Triple S. That shit is. Ooh, especially when I draw it right. Bunny Walker, keep doing your fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's the list.
Oh, send me some merch. I need that. I will walk around with fucking bad black dark skin hentai bitches on my t-shirt. I don't give a fuck where I'm at. I'm repping hentai till I die. This is how it is. Hentai is the gang.
Gang. I'm pretty content with this list. I'll probably put this up on Twitter. And
just the tier list itself?
Yeah, just the tier list itself. And then Instagram. And so yeah, we'll go from there. I think that's pretty good. You have any closing remarks?
As far as I'm concerned, I think everything is great.
Mm-hmm.
Please let us know how you feel about this.
Right.
Cause I just want to know where my friends are at, but like definitely unsubscribe if Ugly Bastard is not in the trash. Like if you didn't get a hefty bag for Ugly Bastard, like, hey, my mans, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
And if you like virgins,
you weird.
I can't handle that responsibility. Like, just taking a girl's... I'm not a virgin anymore. Like, and I always told myself... I took this vow to myself. And from now on, I will be my own best friend. But anyway, I took a vow, like, dead ass.
That's a jam.
It is. I took a vow, for real, though. Like, once I lost my virginity, I was like, yeah, I can never have sex with a virgin. That's unfair to, like, a virgin, real talk. And I just think that shit's weird. Like, that's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like this is a pretty good list. This is the Harem Bros approved hentai tag tier list. My name is Radar. If you want to follow me on Instagram or Twitter, my Twitter is RadarCLT. Instagram is Call Me Radar. All the Harem Bros stuff is at Harem Bros on Twitter and Instagram. Brands, if you want to hit us up, HaremBrosPodcast@gmail.com. Send anything. Hit the link to get the address for the merch if you're trying to slide it. Well,
Audible.
Hey, brands, we out here, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying producing all types of content. You going to give yourself some shout outs?
Oh, merch, for real, yo. Like, yo, hit your mans up at Martyr Wolf on Instagram. You know what it is. Twitter is Martyr the Wolf. Hit me up. Like, I'm open to messages. My phone stay on me like my strap do.
Facts.
My phone stay on me like my hentai do, too. I got hentai bookmarks anywhere, bitch. I'm finna be on a plane trip and shit. I'm gonna have all my hentai downloaded watching that shit on the plane. Fuck is you talking about? But no, being totally honest, hit us up, yo. Commission art, anything like that, dude. Because we are definitely would love to give some artists some press and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're going through a change. I got a lot of things I'm working on in my life and whatnot. And from there, yo, just expect episode 8 coming soon.
Yeah, if you enjoyed this, let us know. We might try to do something. I don't want to say something similar to this, but something different than just, you know, regular episode.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And we out.
And we out.